Blog Talk Radio.
WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go, bride! Our soon-coming king awaits.
Good morning, Bride. Good morning. This is your host, Dr. June Knight. Today, I am coming to you from the great state of Idaho. It is right here on the border of the state of Washington, next to Spokane, Washington. It is such a beautiful area, beautiful mountains, beautiful trees, beautiful weather right now. It's like 65 out there. It is so
wow.
Pretty. But and Bride, this morning we are focusing on the state of Florida. Yay! Give it up for Florida.
Beautiful.
Here are two facts, Bride, about Florida. Florida is the southeasternmost U.S. state, with the Atlantic on one side and the Gulf of Mexico on the other. It has hundreds of miles of beaches. The city of Miami is known for its Latin American cultural influences and notable art scene, as well as its nightlife, especially in upscale South Beach. Orlando is famous for theme parks, including Walt Disney World. The capital of Florida is Tallahassee. The population is 20.27 million. Florida is home to the great Brownsville Revival in 1995 and Lakeland Revival in 2008. St. Augustine is the oldest European settlement in North America. Orlando attracts more visitors than any other amusement park destination in the United States. Cape Canaveral is America's launch pad for space flight. Florida is not the southernmost state in the United States. Hawaii is further south. The United States city with the highest rate of lightning strikes per capita is Clearwater. Gatorade was named for the University of Florida Gators, where the drink was first developed. Key West has the highest average temperature in the United States. The St. Johns River is one of the few rivers that flows north instead of south. The largest lake in Florida is Lake Okeechobee. In 1987, the Florida legislature designated the American alligator the official state reptile. Long an unofficial symbol of the state, the alligator originally symbolized Florida's extensive untamed wilderness and swamps. Nearly 80% of the state's intake of sweet Atlantic white shrimp is harvested in Amelia Island waters. 2 million pounds of shrimp are delivered to Fernando docks annually. The Phoenix Springs is home to one of the two naturally round lakes in the world. The Murakami Museum and Japanese Gardens at Delray Beach is the only museum in the United States dedicated exclusively to the living culture of Japan. Fort Lauderdale is known as the Venice of America, because the city has 185 miles of local waterways. Key Largo is known as the dive capital of the world. There is so much about the state of Florida, and there's nobody more of an expert than our guest today, Miss Maureen Bravo from the state of Florida. How you doing, Miss Maureen?
Good morning, June. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, good morning.
Now, Miss Maureen, tell us a little bit of the facts that you have about Florida.
I'm blessed to be a transplant to Florida. I came here when I married my husband, Carmen. It's been a very interesting experience living in the state of Florida. It has so much diversity and so much of a mix of ethnicities. It's rich culturally. And we have really beautiful land here. The oceans are gorgeous. Our coastline and shoreline, amazing. I think they are the second largest in the United States. And they call us the Sunshine State, and there is a reason for that. We have beautiful sunshine a lot of the year. In other words, every summer we have rain in the afternoon, but it's rain showers and there's sun showers also. And then we go back to having beautiful weather. So Florida is really blessed. And we have bad weather here. They have a season named after one of the bad weather storms, but I don't even use that phrase because I don't encourage having the Caribbean god of death and destruction enter my territorial waters. So we pray constantly for the state of Florida to be protected. And if anybody from Florida is listening or from the East Coast, I want to encourage you to be praying right now that there will be no destructive weather coming to our coast, because that is exactly, people have parties named in that. They named the season after it, and I just refuse to enter into that. But on the average, it's a beautiful place to live. There are some violent crimes that take place here, and unfortunately, the average is about once every 5 minutes, which is not a very good record. And as far as taking surveys to see who is praying, Florida is pretty close to the bottom of the states when it comes to residents that say that they pray. We have a wide diversity. So we have Buddhists and Hindus and Muslims. There are a lot of mosques that are going up around our state right now.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of storefronts. You know how a lot of little churches start in storefronts? Well, the mosques are doing the same thing right now. And only 36% of the people report reading the Bible during any given week. So we're praying that God is going to set Florida ablaze and give people here only a burden for the Lord, but for others. And one of the things that we're doing is we have established a Florida strategic prayer call in conjunction with our 24/7 national strategic prayer call. And we are praying across the state. We meet every Monday at noon, and we have a conference call, and we pray for our state specifically. And yesterday we had representatives from Jacksonville in the northeast, from Tampa on the western side, from Orlando, from Miami, and different places in between. So we had quite a good assortment of people that were praying for the state of Florida. So I believe God is doing some wonderful things here. We have a great governor, Rick Scott, who is in his final term, and we're praying that he is going to consider running for the Senate. And I know a lot of people will back him up. He's a stellar person. We're very pleased to have him representing us as governor. Right now we're in the middle of a constitutional review where we are going to see what we can make changes in our Florida Constitution that will eliminate permanently any opportunity for abortion to take place in our state. And a lot of those things are being coordinated and worked on through the company, the ministry that I represent, Liberty Council, which is headed up by a man named Matt Staver, who is a Christian legal defense attorney, and he is amazing. So Liberty Council is the home to Liberty Council, here in the state of Florida, and as well as many other ministries. We're very proud of the state, but like any other state, it has a lot of work to do, and there are a lot of people that have
the... Well, I was going to ask you, could you tell us, what are your prayer needs that you would like for us on the call to come in agreement with you about for Florida?
What immediately comes to mind is we have such a mix of cultures here that people tend to become centralized in their culture as opposed to integrated as Americans. So my first prayer is that those that are here in our state that have come to this and made it their home will have a patriotism to the United States and not to the former countries they came from, most of whom they left because they didn't want to be in that kind of a situation. So my prayer is that a love of country would come about here in Florida for our state and for our nation. Secondly, we have a lot of retired senior citizens here. And I pray for the security and safety of those gray-haired warriors and that they would be, instead of thinking of themselves as retired, they would get refired and arise as a mighty army in prayer because there's a huge population here. And then the third thing is young families that are here because it's a great place to raise your kids, that they would to raise children in the admonition of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, and then what are the strongholds in Florida in the spirit?
Well, many of you know that yesterday was the one-year anniversary, and I hate even using that word, but it was 1 year since the Pulse shootings took place in our state. And 49 people were killed by a Muslim terrorist who went into the nightclub, a homosexual nightclub, and shot 49 people and killed them and then was killed himself. So we pray that God will redeem that situation and shut the doors of the enemy and the spirit of perversion that was allowed to come in at that time has continuously raised its wicked head. The city even allowed the band shell at the center of our city called Lake Eola to be painted in rainbow colors representing the homosexual community. And it's not a good thing for the majority of us. We also know that there's a lot of witchcraft in the state of Florida. I went on the internet yesterday, and Witches of the World has 86 particular operative witchcraft communities all over the state. And you can go on the internet and find the one you like and go to their meetings. I mean, it's hysterical.
Wow.
Stop to think how blatant it is. And we are really asking God to do a deep work with that. Another stronghold is, again, the Muslim Brotherhood in Florida. We're asking the Lord how to strategically deal with that organization so that it does not influence our society, but rather that those that are trapped in Islam will become part of the body of Christ. They will understand that Christ died for them as well as us. So we're dealing with which we're dealing with the Muslim Brotherhood, and we're also dealing with any corruption that takes place at the state level in government. We've been praying for a cleansing of our entire state government because in the past we've had quite a bit of good old boy work that took place here. And now with a new governor, Governor Scott has been amazing in the things that he's done. He's even done a proclamation, a resolution of our support of Israel from the state of Florida itself. So we have some really great things happening and a lot of work to do.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. We're going to start off blowing the shofar to kick off the prayer. And then we would ask Pastor John if he would kick us off after we blow the shofar to pray for the strongholds. One moment.
With our official shofar blower, please give it up. Miss Bonnie is an international shofar blower. She is very prophetic, and when she blows, believe me, will feel it. Give it up for Miss Bonnie.
Yes, Lord, we thank you so much for giving us shofars. First, I would like to say good morning to Angelique. How you doing, Miss Angelique?
Good morning, Sister Bless. Thank you very much.
All righty.
It's a wonderful morning.
Yes, good morning to Pastor John and Pastor Vicky. How y'all doing?
Doing great. How are you this morning?
Doing good. We're so honored to have y'all aboard. Now, listen, Pastor, this lady, she lives in Orlando, Florida, and she shared her heart with us this morning about what they would like for us to partner in prayer with about their state. Sir, I would love it if you would kick us off, and I would like for you to pray, please, for the health of the state as a whole. She listed that they have a very low Christian rate there. So if you would pray for just revival to fall on that state, sir, I would appreciate it.
All right. We will do that. Sorry we got in here a little bit late. We didn't hear everything that was said, but we heard a good part of it. And we will pray about those issues. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that you are the one and only, the true and living God. We thank you, Father, that there is name under heaven among men whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus. There is no other door. There is no way to God. Lord, in spite of what many people say, there's many ways to God. There's only one way, and that is through the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for that. And, Father, right now, by the power vested in us, in that name, name of as we come against the strongholds, we come against the gates of hell that cannot prevail, Lord, and we speak to idolatry, we speak to witchcraft, Lord, we speak to every ungodly act and deed that is done in Florida, all this rainbow coalition, this thing about gay rights, Lord, these the LGBT community, Lord, everything that rises up against the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we speak out against it right now.
Yes, Lord.
And we release and declare the Spirit of God over the state of Florida, over every individual down there that is in the trenches fighting. Lord, I pray for strength for every intercessor, right? Every person hidden away, tucked away somewhere in Florida that is interceding for that state, for their government. Lord, for the Spirit of God to move in Florida, I pray for them to be encouraged,
yes,
to be upheld, and Lord, to encourage their faith. Teach them how to encourage themselves in the Lord as David did, Lord. Father, I just pray for every pastor. They will be full of the Spirit of the living God and begin to declare the Word of God without compromise, Lord, and speak out against the ungodly works of the enemy and that community. And, Father, we pray for peace, Lord, of your Spirit to just come in a way that it's never come before. I pray for the majority of the population, Lord, instead of the minority, but for Christians to be the majority of the population in Florida, Father. I pray for every church or place down there, Lord, that is not preaching Jesus, for the doors to be closed up. Every Muslim synagogue, everything, every every religious sect down there that is not preaching Jesus, I pray for them to be shut down, closed up. I pray for the churches to begin to flourish. I pray for the churches to begin to grow and to begin to add on, Father. Lord, for all the pastors to be full of the fire of the living God. Father, have your way in the state of Florida. I pray for the government down there, Lord. Everybody that holds a government seat on any level, Father, for those seats to be filled by Spirit-filled Christians that will pray over their state, Father, and that they will seek godly counsel according to Psalms chapter 1. Father, that they will seek godly counsel on how to run their state. Father, thank you for this opportunity to pray. I pray for Dr. June and all the rest of the prayer team, Lord, that they will be strengthened and encouraged, Lord, and built up in their faith and keep praying and keep praying and keep praying, Father, till we see the God on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' beautiful name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Miss Angelique, will you please pray for the Florida Constitution, which is in the process of being revamped?
Father God, thank you for your new mercies. Thank you for the sun coming up every day.
Yes, amen.
And for the opportunity to come to you first thing in the morning, Lord God, and lift up your state. Lord God, I want to pray for the Constitution, Lord, and people who are assigned to do this, Lord, that they seek your ways and all the wisdom, Lord, that can come from you that you've given Solomon. Lord God, I pray that brothers and sisters, Christians, can plant the seed in the government laws that are there to make the rules and regulations, Lord God, because you give us the Ten Commandments. That should be the constitutions and the world's number one priority is to know that we're doing what you want us to do and that we please you, Father God. So I lift up brothers and sisters, the men and women that are together forming the Constitution, Lord, that they do it the way it should be done under righteous
Amen.
Behavior and seeking you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And it's in your name
yes,
I pray.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, Ms. Gloria Bell, welcome to Ms. Gloria Bell. Would you please pray over the retired senior citizen population there that they would be revived and renewed and their strength renewed, ma'am?
Amen. Thank you very much. Good morning, you all. Thank you for praying with us together. Good morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're calling on that, your name, that name that is above all names, Father God. Father, it's a beautiful, we heard the beautiful description of the Sunshine State, Father God. And I can't imagine how beautiful it is because I was raised in a Caribbean island, and I know the sun, and the heat of it is just beautiful. And the beaches, I know. For fact, that it's an absolutely gorgeous place, Father God. And I bring it on to you because I know that there's a lot of people down there, Father God, that choose this day to retire, to spend the last days, the last years of their lives in a warm place. And I know it's a great place to be, Father God. But I'm calling upon your name because sometimes as retired, they may think that the life is over. And like Sister Maureen was saying this morning, oh, we want you to touch it, Father God, and refire them because life is not over until you say that it's over, Father God. Hallelujah. And there's things for us to do, Father God, even until the day that we die, Father God. There's things for us to do. And we pray right now for you to refire the heart of those seniors, Father God, and those retirees because I'm not a senior yet, and I've been retired for 15 years. My husband got retired, Father God, and as the Army soldier, and we are retired. And sometimes, unfortunately, they think that the life is over, but it's not over. So I pray right now, Father God, that their spirit gets set in you, and Father God, that you revive that spirit in you like never before. Father, I pray that you surround them with mighty men and women of God that encourage them, Father God, to seek your face And Father, I pray that those that are from other mixed cultures, Father God, like she was saying, Father God, that they go over there and instead of embracing the new culture around, they want to bring those things that they were in their past, Father God. I pray that you open their eyes. Open their eyes, Father God, because you did it with me. And if you did it with me, I know that you can do it with them. So I pray right now, Father God, for a refire in the spirit of those citizens of Florida, Father God. Right now for your glory. I pray, Father God, that no matter where they are, Father God, you send your angels, send your ministering angels by them and call them out, Father God, and encourage them. Open their eyes again. I pray that you take those lines off, Father God, and you use these people for your glory and show them that the joy of the Lord, it could be their strength until the very last day that they live, Father God, for your glory. Allow them to see, Father God, that if they cannot run, you're not going to ask them to run, but they can always pray no matter where they are. So, Father God, give them an urge and a desire to pray and stay connected and lift up their neighborhoods, their families, their kids, no matter where they are. And, Father God, use them for your glory, I pray, and show them that they are a valuable part of this puzzle, not only of the United States, as puzzle, Father God, but as Christian and in the body of Christ. And I pray for the glory of God, and I thank you ahead of time for what you're going to be doing, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Yes, amen. Now, Pastor Vicki, if you could please pray for the young families to raise children in that state in the fear of the Lord.
Yes. Father God, we just lift up all of these young people, Father God, these young families, Father. We know, Lord God, that there are a lot of pressures in our culture and all over this world, Lord, that is coming against good, godly teaching in our families. But, Father, I just pray that you will raise up young leaders, Father God, in these families, Lord, and young people who will preach and encourage and help, Father God, help these families to hear your word and to know your word and to seek your face, Father God. I speak, Father God, that you will raise up, Lord God, other young men and women who will not be afraid, who will not draw back from the task that's before them, Father, that will be examples, Lord, that will seek godliness and holiness to be the examples that they need to be to this generation of families, Father God. We know, Father, that there's a lot of temptations all around and that the enemy has been loosed upon this earth, but, Father, we know that you are stronger, that your love is stronger, that your power is stronger,
Lord,
and that you, your blood, paid the price for all of these people, Father God.
Hallelujah, yes you did, Lord.
Is for laborers to be released into the harvest, Father God. And Lord, we know that you said for us to pray for this, and that when you tell us to pray for something, and it's according to your will, that you will supply these needs, Father God.
Amen.
You will raise up these people, Father, to be leaders and to be encouragers at this hour and for the power of your word to go forth, Father. And so, Lord, we just declare it. We believe it, Lord. We know that there are Christian communities and there are Christian schools and homeschoolers throughout the state of Florida, Father. We know that there are people that are fighting in the heavenlies, Father God, for this generation, Lord. And we're just believing, Lord, that you hear our prayers and that you will answer. And we know, Lord God, that we will see the results of this soon, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Now, Ms. Glorybell, I'm going to go back to you. Would you please
pray?
Ms. Maureen brought it up about the pool shootings in Florida. Would you pray the stronghold of perversion spirits will be broken in the state of Florida.
Amen. Yes, Father God, we're calling again upon your name because there's nobody like you, Lord. Father, we pray right now, again, that's still a pervasive
perversion, Father God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we call it broken in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. Right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we call that you call in. We call upon your name because we know that you can do it, Lord, Father God. And Father, I pray that you allow them, Father God, to that perversion breaks down, Father God. Open their eyes to see, Father God, and let that shame come out, Father God, and allow them to feel that there's nothing good around it, Father God. And Father God, purge their hearts so when your angels come, ministering angels come to those people, Father God, they are already ready to receive, Father God, that spirit of cleanliness, Father God, that spirit of God that will clean them and make it whole again, Father God, these people, Father God. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, and I ask you right now, Father God, to clean as this place is healing, Father God, the community around this place is healing, and the time is passing by, Father God. You come and touch their hearts and give a new hope in those people's eyes, Father God. Open their eyes to see the hope that they can see in and have in you, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you touch them, Father God, and allow them, Father, to realize that there's nobody like you, that the only thing that will fix their life, Father God, no matter how much sex, how much dress, how much things they put in their life, Father God, nothing is going to work like Jesus. So I pray right now, Father God, that when they are they receive that word from you, Father God, their heart is ready to receive it. And I pray, Father God, that as the community starts being cleansed up, Father God, because your presence start to walk in and healing start happening in their heart, Father God. These people come in and, Father God, testify to the world what you have done for their life, Father God. Father, I pray that now that they realize what happened, they don't build any more gay bars and all those terrible dark places full of darkness, Father God. Allow them to just stay, glow, and disappear. Eradicate them at all, Father God, I pray. I pray, Father God, that you continue to deal with the authorities that are handling those things, Father God. And as you touch those authorities, Father God, they realize that they can stand up and do the right, but they can also pray, Father God, and encourage these people to seek the Lord. Father, I know that you can do it, Lord. And I pray, Father God, for your glory, and I thank you for what you're going to be doing for. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now, Bride, I want to encourage you that on our website at WATBradio.com, when we have these states listed up there, we list these strongholds so that you can come in there and partner with that state and what that state is asking God to do there. So these are listed there for you. And also, I want to encourage you, Church, that while these people are praying, pray in the Spirit. Us that are on the call, we've got our phones muted, and we're praying in the Spirit while the other person is praying. We're partnering with heaven. Like I said before, we're just all small pieces of the puzzle. But when we come together in agreement, it is very powerful. It is no small thing what we are doing. We are actually agreeing with heaven. God wants all these things to happen. But when we come together in agreement, we're partnering with him, and it pleases him. Amen. All right. Now, Pastor, I would like for you to please pray over the spirit of witchcraft over the state of Florida, please, sir.
Did you say you broke up? Did you say for me to do that, June, or someone else?
You, the spirit of witchcraft.
Okay. Spirit of witchcraft. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for the power that we have in the Spirit, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we are more powerful than any other spirit on earth. And I thank you, Father, that witchcraft is nothing compared to your spirit. But, Lord, this is a spirit that causes great fear in some people, and it is so deceptive. And, Lord, right now I rebuke the spirit of witchcraft that is very much alive and working in Florida. Lord, I speak out against it and call for that thing to be broken, to be completely broken in the name of Jesus.
Lord, I thank you for giving us wisdom to know, Lord, that it needs to be on the hearts of the people there, Lord, to continually come out against this and speak it out loud, say it out loud, and declare that witchcraft is broken over their cities and over their counties, over their communities, and over their state. Father, we thank you, Lord, for raising up an army of people that will speak out and come out against the spirit of witchcraft. And right now, from Hornwall, Tennessee, I speak against it and declare it broken in the name of Jesus and the saints to be out. Zero fear in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that Florida is free from the spirit of witchcraft in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
And, Jim, there are two particular portholes here in the state of Florida. One is in Casadega, which is in Volusia County, and the other is over in Ybor City by Tampa. And both of these places are portals of darkness. So I pray that God will automatically close up those portals, that the witches will find them frustrated and wondering why their power sources and their, you know, just like plugging in your cell phone, why those things are dried up and they can't get any work done. And also, everywhere that the blood is being shed, like we had at the Pulse nightclub, the blood is crying out for redemption. And so while we shut up the portals, we ask, Father, that there would be a redemption of every place that blood has been shed, every accident taking place on every highway, where life has been lost. We redeem that with the blood of Jesus and cover it and cleanse it, that our highways, which are under a lot of infrastructure rebuilding, that the highways would be built safely and that there would be an ease of access for people and there would be safe travel on our roads, that there would be no more sacrifices offered to darkness in Jesus' name.
Yes, now we have a caller on the line from 908. Who is that from 908?
Sophia, New Jersey. I just got on. Good morning.
Well, hello, Miss Sophia from New Jersey. It's very nice to have you. We are praying for the state of Florida. Miss Sophia.
I didn't get to the first part, but I didn't want to miss anything with Maureen State.
Right? Hey, would you mind praying? We was talking about the strongholds in Florida. Would you mind praying over the stronghold of the Muslim Brotherhood and Islam?
Muslim Brotherhood and Islam. Okay.
Yes.
Father God, you are the only God. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you're the God of the Gentile children, too. We ask you, Father, that you would bind that brotherhood of Muslims and the Islam false religion and cast it out in the name of your Son and loose the truth that Jesus is Lord in this area, in our country, but especially we're speaking for Florida today. And we ask you, Father, knowing that you don't want anyone to be lost. So we're asking you that you would make those people know that they were fed a lie and the only truth is Jesus. In the name of your Son, by the blood of Jesus, amen.
Now, Maureen, you probably have more to add to that because you know what's going on there. Would you mind adding to that, I'm sure?
Well, there were a couple of three things that I was going to add. The Florida Keys here are like a party capital. Everybody loves them. They're absolutely gorgeous, but they also are conducive to a party atmosphere that cannot necessarily be healthy for people. Also, from Fort Lauderdale down to Miami, there is a lot of perversion. And, of course, you also know that Cape Canaveral, the Kennedy Space Center, is the site of the space project here on the East Coast, so we're very proud of that. It is an amazing community, but interestingly enough, the area around Cape Canaveral has a lot of witchcraft. And and Augustine, that's the oldest city here in the United States, is the site of something called the Fountain of Youth, which was a fountain discovered by Ponce de Leon when he was here. And one of the things that I believe the Lord has shown us is that that fountain, based on the fantasy that you could be forever young, is the site of the source of the magic and the witchcraft that is all over the state of Florida, especially with the whole fantasy idea that, you know, the Walt Disney World, the whole schmear there. It's wonderful to have fun and entertainment, but it goes way beyond that, and people actually start to believe some of this stuff. So Florida sort of is like a big sponge. It sits on a huge water table, and all the waterways are connected under the land. So as we pray for St. Augustine and that Fountain of Youth site, we pray and sprinkle salt and say, Lord, you know, just cleanse the waterways, cleanse the thinking of the people, cleanse us from this entertainment-focused mentality, and let us start to focus on you, who are the only true source of miracles and not magic. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Miss Maureen, can I ask you a question? Do you guys have those Brujadilla shops and Creadores shops too, just out there, open to the public?
Of course.
Wow.
All of these Santeria, Macumba coming out of Africa. There's all kinds of shops and all kinds of witchcraft. Everything that expresses worship of other false gods as opposed to our God. And we know that there is only one true God. So everything else is false.
Yes.
We have an ongoing battle. There are temples, synagogues. The synagogues we don't have a problem with. It's our Jewish heritage, but there are temples and mosques being built everywhere around here. Hindu, there's a place everybody seems to feel comfortable coming to Florida, and because a lot of these people come from countries that are warm, our climate is conducive to their coming here and prospering.
Right. Well, Angelique, I was going to ask you to pray in agreement with her about the party atmosphere in the state, the lasciviousness and revelry.
Yes, ma'am. Papa, as my sister Maureen was talking, I'm in agreement with all of what she was saying, Lord. We know how Satan uses the party atmosphere. He likes for us to, he likes for the people to get drunk and not be in sober mind. As the Bible tells us, we need to be sober spirit, be in sober mind and sober spirit at all times, that the Satan can't creep into our minds. And when people are drunk and on drugs, they don't realize what they're doing, and that gives Satan and his demons easy access into our minds and behavior, Father God, and that's what he wants us to do, Lord God. So I bind these demons by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ that he gives us, as he gives us his advocate, so that we can use the greatness, the beauty of why he did what he did for us, as he loves us so much. And you, Father God, these party bars, these people that consume so much alcohol, Lord, it's so easy to get, Father God. So if you could just please send your help, Lord Jesus, these bars and the way it gets out of control, that they might get shut down. Because here in Arizona, these crazy bars that get out of control, and they eventually get shut down, Lord God. So if there's not a place where they can go to go have these party atmospheres, then it'll get shut down. Yes, Father God, we just love the way that we see you working, the way you answer prayers through the 24/7 lines of the prayers, and I watch them be answered and come open the way they do, Lord. It is amazing miracle. And through the prayers, through Dr. June's broadcast for your state,
Yes, Lord God, we just declare and understand why you have our sisters leading us in prayer for these things that shouldn't be going on. We just place all the bad, evil acts, Lord, and place them at the foot of the cross, Lord. Give them to you, ask your Holy Spirit to guide us in prayer, and thank you in advance. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Yes, amen. Now, Pastor John, can you please pray for the state of Florida against the destructive weather patterns? I don't know if he was on the line, sir, when Ms. Maureen was talking about there's many groups in the state of Florida that are partnering with the havoc. It's like a spirit of havoc and a spirit of destruction that they are worshiping in that state, and they're saying, yes, come in to all the destructive weather patterns. So, sir, if you don't mind, you and Miss Vicky coming against that call out to those spirits to come and wreak havoc on the state of Florida and for us to set up a standard against that with the kingdom of heaven?
Amen. Sister Vicky had to leave. She's not on the call anymore, but yes, Lord, definitely pray against that. I'm sorry I wasn't on when they said that. I did not hear that. But I know the maker of the wind, that's for sure. So, Father, in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that that we have your example. Lord, when you was asleep in the boat, the storm was tremendous. Lord, and seasoned sailors, fearful for their life, Lord. You rose up and rebuked them, and then you rebuked the storm, demonstrated to us that we can speak to the storm. Just as in Genesis 1, Lord, you said, your word says that the earth was void, form, and darkness was over the face of the deep. But, Lord, your spirit was hovering, and there was no light, no life until you spoke and you said, let there be light. And Lord, that light became the life of man and the life of everything here. And so, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, we speak to these erratic weather patterns that bring havoc and chaos, just like in Genesis 1. Lord, it's just havoc and chaos. Lord, and we got ungodly people speaking. Excuse me. And Lord, we speak against them, and we speak against these weather patterns. Lord, I pray for the saints there in Florida to rise up and know their position, that they can speak to weather. They can, just as you demonstrated to us, Father, that we can speak out against them. We do right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We declare that all weather patterns that are sent to cause havoc, to cause chaos, and anything there in the way of weather that is not promoting the kingdom of God on earth, and we speak against it and declare it nullified, and it cannot do the thing that it was intended to do. We speak peace, just as Jesus spoke peace to the storm. We speak peace to all the storms and the chaos and the havoc that tries to come over Florida right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I want to tell you something. Spraying airplanes out over all of the different states with aluminum and stuff, and it's making the clouds white, and it's not dissipating, and it's creating moisture and patterns. It's amazing you prayed about that. That's just from God. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, now, Miss Sophia, if you don't mind praying for a cleansing of the state government, that have a righteous government inside the state of Florida.
I'm writing this down, so I got righteous government in state of Florida. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are going to cleanse. Even now as we speak, it is a done deal. you are cleansing the state government in Florida, and you are putting righteous people in that state, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because there's so many people that in our government that are unworthy of their position. And we ask you, Lord, to put worthy people there that would do the Constitution, that would listen to our way of running our government under your eyes. And we just thank you, Father, for what you're doing, because that is a wonderful sunshine state. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Now, Ms. Maureen, I'm going to pray for your state, and then when I finish, if you would please close us out, that would be great. Lord, we thank you so much for the state of Florida. We all of us come in agreement with all the prayers that were said on the broadcast today.
Yes,
Lord, we
God.
Heard the heart of your servant from Ms. Maureen about the state of Florida, Lord, the issues that they are coming against, Lord. We, as your church, we partner with you, Lord, with what you want to do in that state. We ask you, Lord, to seal all the prayers of the saints in that state, Lord, and bring them to pass, Lord. We're in agreement with them. We're in agreement with you, with heaven, with wanting to move in that state, Lord, wanting a healing over the land, Lord, wanting freedom in the peoples there, freedom in the land, Lord. And it is such a beautiful state, a sunshine state, Lord. And I think about the sun, your son, Jesus, and I think about the glory that's on Jesus and how the glory is like over the state of Florida. We call that glory. We call it from the top all the way to the bottom, and we come against the darkness that would try to take away the sun, that would try to remove the glory. We rebuke all that in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, that your will shall be done in the state of Florida, Lord, all the way from the legislature, the government, Lord, the educational system, the entertainment system, the political system. We pray for it all, the media, that there will be a revival completely in the state of Florida in every sphere of influence. And we pray for the businesses there, Lord, the businesses in Florida, that Christians would rise up and take the business sector, that you would bless them with money, Lord. All of the Christians in the state of Florida that have visions that you have downloaded into their spirits, that you have put in their hearts, Lord, we pray today that you would give them the finances and the money and the wisdom and the people to partner with them so they can do all the things that you have downloaded into them. And we speak hope into all your people today, Lord. We come against any discouragement, any despair, any depression and oppression that would try to rise upon your people, Lord. We pray for a Holy Ghost boldness to come over your church in the state of Florida, that they would rise up and speak to Baal and say, you're not taking our state anymore. You're not taking our city. You're not taking our county. You're not taking our community. You're not taking our school. We're rising up against you and saying enough is enough. And we pray that over the state of Florida, Lord, that they would set the example to the United States of righteousness and holiness and purity and consecration in that state, Lord. And we thank you and give you praise and glory, Lord, that your will shall be done in that state, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Maureen,
amen.
If you would please close us out, praying for your state, and we'll all come in agreement with you.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I thank you that the state of Florida is part of a nation that is consecrated to you. And from the state of Florida, this day, we renew our vows, we renew our commitment to be a state that will honor you, that will honor you and your kingdom. We declare that we are the covenant that this nation has formed with you, and we affirm your sovereignty and declare a joyful, willing submission to your will, your word, your plans, your purposes, and your desires for our state of Florida from this day forward. We ask, Father, that your love would be released across our state as we move in your power and authority to displace all that is profane or unholy in our state. And in their places, we will erect altars of holiness to show the forgiveness and restorative power of you, our living and holy God. We thank you for your divine mercy to our state and to our nation, and we ask that we might remain in your presence, in prayer, in supplication, on behalf of everyone in our state and across this nation from this day forward. Bless June, bless this 50 days of blaze, bless all that are participating with her, and allow this nation to be a praise to you in all the earth. Thank you, Father.
Yes, now, Ms. Maureen, I would like each of y'all ministers to take a moment and tell everybody a little bit about how they can find out more about your ministries. And I want to tell you this, if y'all would please send me a picture, I'm going to redo the flyer with all of us as a team on there. So if you would give me the flyer in our private little chat room. And Ms. Sophia, I need us to be friends on Facebook so I can connect us there. Okay, Ms. Maureen, start us off. Tell us a little bit about your 24-hour prayer line.
Oh, one of my favorite topics, the 24-7 NAP strategic prayer call, taking place November the 11th, the day that the Mayflowers Compact was signed. And we have been praying nonstop for our nation, our president, the new administration, and everything that pertains to making the United States of America the recipient of the promises that God has given us. And so we are, according to Isaiah, we are on that wall day and night interceding, crying out continuously until he does that. And we don't have a time limit on it. We're not saying we'll do this for 5 days. We are on the wall, and across the nation and in places around the world, there are people that are interceding with us. You can get on the call anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day, and join in with people like Sophia or Angelique or myself. And we are praying and lifting up. Every day we have a focus. Right now we're working on praying through the shadow government and the deep state. And every single day we are covering the same state that you are praying for, June. So today, every hour on the air, as we begin each hour, we are praying for the state of Florida. Yesterday we prayed for Delaware, the day before for Connecticut. Tomorrow will be Georgia. And by the way, did you see the note that I sent you? Sophie had sent me a message that Georgia has their elections tomorrow when we're going to be praying. So that is a powerful thing. God had that worked out well before you ever put your schedule together, and it just happened.
Right.
That's what God did. So anyway,
accidentally on purpose.
The 24-7 prayer line number is 712-770-4340, and you dial in to that number, and then you dial the code 543-555-POUND, 543-555-POUND. And it is posted every day on my Facebook page, Maureen Bravo, also on the Liberty Prayer Network Facebook page. So just go and pull it down, copy it, send it out to whoever you want to, and get on the wall with us. There's room on the wall for you.
Oh,
amen.
That's awesome. All right, what about you, Miss Angelique? Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, as I'm in agreement with my sister Maureen, sister, it was a pleasure being on the line with you, praying for your state. Miss Maureen, Sister June, you ladies have been an inspiration to me, and I cannot wait to hear more ladies come, or brothers, of course, pastors, come on the line, because as we are on these phone calls in prayer, it's feeding our spirit, and at that term, it's teaching us the way we're supposed to pray, go in the spirit, and listen to your guys' prayers. I feel the spirit in the back of my neck. I just get chills when I listen to y'all. And those calls are addicting. The 24-7, you get on the calls and you get some powerful prayer warriors where you just jump back and be like, whoa, that was clearly from God.
Yeah.
And it just the way it comes together, sister, the way the miracles are formed from these phone calls, I watch and I see It's amazing, sister. It's amazing to watch God work through y'all, and it's a blessing to be here right now at this time and this day. So I love you guys. Thank you.
Oh, that is so nice. Okay, what about you, Pastor John?
Well, good morning to everyone. It's such a this is the second morning on here, and I've been very encouraged and inspired and just happy to get to be a part of this and excited about the results of our prayers and what's going to happen, and just knowing down in my spirit for a long time now that what is out in front of us is the greatest move of God that the earth has ever known, ever. There's never been a time like this time. I believe that the saints of old, all the way back to Abraham and Moses, would love to have lived in our day, because we get to experience
the
move of God. What I don't think the church always understands, that with the greatest move of God comes the greatest attack of the enemy. He is going to pull out all stops, and he's going to come at us with all he's got. And I'm reminded of a story my uncle told me when he was a young man in the military. He got in a fight with somebody, and that old boy hit him with everything he had and knocked my uncle down. And my uncle said, all of a sudden, I just started laughing. Because he said, I knew I had him. He said he gave me his very best shot, blindsided me, gave me his best shot, and all he did was knock me down, but I wasn't out. And he said, man, I came up from there, and I wore him out. And I believe the church is rising up because of mighty prayer warriors like all you people here on this line. The church is rising up and realizing that, man, he's given all he's got, and we still stand, and we fixing to rise up like a steamroller and roll over him. So anyway, I'll try not to preach, but we are Sweetwater House in Hohenwald, Tennessee, and called by God to do awesome things, to be a hub.
Yeah.
Well, from this place, we will reach out and start more churches. We're apostolic in the fact that we are we want to begin lots of churches. We believe that that's what God has called us to do. We're not one of those people that believe that the world has enough churches, but we believe that we're going to start more churches, and we preach the Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And we are very excited, very excited. And if you want to learn more about us, you can go to SweetwaterHOP.com and see a great website that Dr. June has built for us, and we just appreciate her so much. We're thankful to be a part of this prayer conference. Thank you, Sister June.
Yes, I'm very thankful that y'all are on here. As y'all noticed, the name of his church is House of Prayer. He is a man of prayer. And I really appreciate you being on here and praying for these states. Okay, what about you, our friend Sophia from New Jersey?
Hi, I'm retired, so I'm thankful I could do all of these wonderful things that I never had an opportunity to before. And what the pastor just said is true, that we are getting hammered more when we're doing what we're supposed to do. I have been hammered a month already. I have to go to specialists, but I'm not giving up. Whatever it is they're telling me I have, I don't believe them, but I'm going tomorrow because I'm not foolish. But I don't give up. I've had problems with fear all my life, and God is helping me conquer this through this program that is anointed for sure. And I just love it. It just makes me feel like I'm going to be more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I'm not going to be full of fear anymore. And one day I'm going to be doing a lot of laughing like Maureen does, because basically, lately, I've been like Jeremiah, the crying prophet. But that's going to change. And I just thank God for it. And I thank God for all of you, because I really feel like this is my job. and I'm happy a job I picked.
Amen, sister.
Miss Maureen, I just want to give a moment of thanks to the Lord for Miss Maureen, who is a national prayer intercessor, who God has given her the nation inside her belly. She is like pregnant with the nation, and I'm so honored for her to even be a part of this. To partner the ministries together is just, I'm really thankful for you, sister. I really thank you.
June, every day I get to love you more and more. You have got a gorgeous heart. Thank you so much. It's exciting. And, you know, we're so different. All of us are such different people. And joy it is as we begin to relish the differences instead of emphasizing them. It's absolutely beautiful. So thank you.
Yes, that's a good point about our nation. Pastor John, didn't you think about that when she was talking about the state of Florida? You know, these people that come in from other countries, they're coming in here trying to bring their country in instead of coming here for what they really came here for. You know, like we are a nation of, oh, I want to point out something. I was riding yesterday through the state of Washington, and I saw an old run down trailer park, and there was a big American flag in the middle of it, and it brought me to tears because I think about all these states that I've driven through and I've seen the American flag. When I was on in Los Angeles down there on Skid Row, we looked across the street, and you know, these are all drug addicts. There's urine everywhere. It's really nasty drugs. And they do it all right in front of you. And right across the street, this man in a tent with a big American flag right there in the midst of all the, you know, destruction and everything. And I was thinking, you know, this is America, you know, all the way from the poor all the way to the rich. That is the thing that we all have in common, every one of us. Is America the love of our country? You know, it's like if we could just get over ourselves long enough,
right?
You know, to focus on our great country. You know, it just makes you emotional riding through all these states, seeing all the beauty and meeting all the different cultures. And something else I've learned is every state has a different symbol. Like Washington is the fish. Or Oregon is the big tree that looks like Christmas tree. You know, that's California is the palm tree. Kentucky is horses. You know, it's just amazing to see all the different types of American cultures, not foreign cultures. You know, these are regions that are focusing on what their strengths are, like, when I drove through Washington, the mountains here, you know, you've got the mountains and the desert. It's like if people could come from these other countries and come into our country and realize we have a lot to offer you within our own self, within our own dirt and ground, you know.
Right. We have to get over our perception of what things are, and we want God's perception, because how often we perceived something and found that we were wrong, we opened our mouth and thought wrong and wasted a moment by our own perception instead of God's.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes. Sister, can I mention something?
Mm-hmm.
This is 1 Corinthians 12 speaks about our spiritual gifts and how everybody has their own gift. And you know how we were talking, Sister June, about the gifts that come from every state, the Lord that gives us our own gifts. And when we come together with our beautiful gifts that the Lord gives us, what a beautiful picture it creates. And like what Sister Maureen saying, with all the different people and different cultures that are in Florida, they can come together and bring all that God has given them together and make it all for the glory of God instead of I do it better, or I do it better, do it this way. Mm-hmm. And so, Father God, I just want to thank you, Lord, for all of our own gifts that you give us that make us unique in our own selves, but not mm-hmm. for us to be boastful in our uniqueness, Lord, but to glorify you and be what's pleasing to you, Father God. I want to thank you, Lord, that you open our eyes to what you want us to notice and not be about ourselves.
Yes.
As we pick up our crosses
yes.
daily and live for you, we thank you because that is the best way, the only way to live that brings joy in our hearts. And I want to thank you for my sister, Sophia, Lord God, the way you're bringing her out of her shell. We love her and we need her and we can't wait to see her beauty flow through what we combine as a friendship, as sisterhood, as brothers and sisters through Christ. And thank you for my pastor and so thank you for my sister, June and Maureen, Lord God, because they are amazing and the light that shines from them is so bright because you put it there, Father God. We give you all the glory. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Amen. I want to pray for Pastor John. You know, this is my pastor. I'm very proud to call him one of my pastors. And
wow.
I wish to love you. Yes, I really love you, Pastor John. I love you and Miss Vicky. Uh-huh. And you mentioned yesterday on the broadcast, you know, the struggles that you're facing. And I just want us, the women on the line today, to wrap our arms around you in the spirit and just pray for you today that this is a new day dawning. This is great days ahead, that what is behind us is behind us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving forward. Moving forward. That's the word for you, Pastor, moving forward. So, Lord, we just all pray for Pastor today. We just soak him in the blood of Jesus today, Lord. We just lay him before the throne. Oh, I'm trying hard not to cry again.
Lord, help. Yes, that's
help
our thing to do.
Yes, help my pastor, Lord. Give him encouragement in his heart today. Give him strength, boldness as a lion, Lord. Give him all his heart's desires, Lord. Everything he's asking you for, we are partnering with it today, Lord. We're believing you, God, to make him the mighty man of God you have called him to be, Lord. Take him to all of the places, Lord, that he could ever dream of. Make him the greatest example in his family. Let him go beyond limits. Let him not be bound by any restrictions of geographic area or genealogy or anything. Let him just be all that you have called him to be, Lord. And we pray, God, that you give him more downloads in the prophetic, Lord, eyes to see in the spirit, ears to hear your voice, Lord. Walking in understanding of your revelation in today's times, Lord, and him speaking and declaring the oracles of God with truth, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you give him the technology to go beyond home walls. I pray you give him television cameras. I pray you give him radio equipment. I pray you give him, he has a voice, Lord, for the nation, and I pray that that voice gets expounded from north, south, east, and west in the United States, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that that teaching gift that's on the inside of him to teach the church about basic principles of life and Christianity walk, that you help him to do all that, Lord. Give him the creative ways to express it, the creative ways to teach your peoples, Lord. And I just thank you and give you praise for his life, what you've brought him out of, Lord, and where you're taking him to. And we're just all partnered and celebrating his life today, Lord. We're celebrating all of the trials and temptations, the struggles, the purgings and siftings you have brought him through, Lord, the hours and hours, days upon days on his face, fasting and praying and seeking. And I mean, really only you know, Lord, what this man has done and what he's been through to bring him to this point. But Lord, we pray and partner with you today that from this forward would just be
a catapult, an escalation of a fast growth, Lord, and it would just blow. And it would just blow with the winds of your glory, Lord, letting revival fall in Hohenwald, Lord. We pray for that city, that the glory of God would fall in Hohenwald, Lord. Let the people there, Lord, rise up into their giftings, rise up into their callings, the fivefold ministry, that they would come out of the caves, Lord, that they would come out, that the jewels would shine, Lord, and that they would rise up, taking their place in the army of the living God today, Lord. So we thank you and give you praise for all the favor you have given this man, Lord, the favor you have given him with fellow pastors, the favor you've given him with the city government, Lord. And we just pray that that favor grows, Lord, that people would see him the way you see him, Lord, that they would see his heart and that they would celebrate the heart, Lord. And we thank you and give you praise for having him on the broadcast with us, partnering with us, Lord, spending the time praying for the nation, you know, doing just the little parts, the little pieces that we can to change our nation, Lord. And we thank you and give you praise for it and his wife. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
That sounded cheesy. After I spent an hour on the pastor and one second for your poor wife.
Oh, she's already left. She not only left the call, she's left the house. She's on her way to, we have a Tuesday morning at 10. Tuesday's a 10 discipleship program, and right now she's doing a series on demonology. And of course, you can imagine the gates of hell really don't like it when we teach that one. But that is part of it. So that's what, or she's off to do that right now. But I'm learning the names, so forgive me if I got the wrong name. But I think it was Sister Maureen that was talking a while ago and said you have to go see a doctor tomorrow, I think, and that you.
No, Sophia's got to go tomorrow.
Okay.
At 1:30.
And also that you have battled against the spirit of fear.
Yes. All
that,
my life.
You know, the awful thing, everything's awful about the enemy, but that spirit of fear is no respecter of persons either. And that thing jumped on me when I was a little boy, 10, 11, 12 years old, and stay with me for a good number of years because I just didn't understand how to get rid of it. But I remember getting up when I was just, you know, 11 years old, 12-year-old boy. I would get up and sneak into my mama's bedroom, and Dad had already left by this time, and I would just listen to see if she was breathing because the enemy was attacking my mind and telling me that she was going to die. And I, you know, wouldn't have my mama anymore. All these kind of things just attacked my brain, you know, and my thought processes, and it was awful. And I just am so thankful for the day that I learned how to get beyond that. But now when someone says the spirit of fear attacks me, I feel like Big Brother, and I want to jump on that thing and beat it to a bloody pulp. Because it is so wicked, so vile, and it hinders our prayers, it hinders our relationship with the Lord. It will just try to hinder and destroy the children of God. And if it's okay, I'd like to, because I have
and
experience.
And I'll tell you where it stems from. My dad, when he wasn't drinking, was good, but I used to get beaten really bad when he drank. Really bad. I mean, with steel tip shoes in my belly and all kind of stuff. And I used to, and I acted very inappropriately. And I was molested, not by Dad, but when I was 13. So all of these things gave me a bad perceptive of who I am. But I know that's a lie. But it also stressed me. I handled stress very poorly. But I definitely am changing. I can see a change in the past 20 years. But I wouldn't leave my area more than 20 minutes away. I wouldn't go an hour away. It was too far away from my safe home, you know.
But I just wanted you to understand it when you're praying for me, Pastor John.
Yeah, my dad was an alcoholic. My dad was a functioning alcoholic, a truck driver that never lost his license because he knew.
My dad was a truck driver, too.
He knew how to function. He knew when he could and when he couldn't drink, but when he wasn't driving, he was drinking and acting like an ungodly person acts. But all of that stuff releases over families all kinds of evil spirits and learn how to battle them. But sister, I want you to know that spirit has, it is a trespasser. It's just like if you own land and there is someone comes on that land that you did not give permission to be there, they're a trespasser, and you can call the sheriff's department, and they will come and physically remove that person if they don't leave. And an evil spirit that comes and attaches itself to a saint of God, somebody covered in the blood, is a trespasser, and we can call the sheriff of heaven and say, come get him and remove him in the name of Jesus. So, Father, right now, this very moment, in the name of Jesus, I take the authority that you have given me. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus, and we say, spirit of fear, talking to you. Spirit of fear, you listen to me. I'm talking to you, and I am sent by God, a man of God with power from heaven. Leave my sister right now. You leave in dry places. And don't you hinder her. Don't you bother her anymore. Be gone and speak to her physical body right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the stripes, Lord Jesus Christ, I declare her healed and made whole in the name of Jesus. She will go to this appointment. She will come back with a good report to confirm what the word already says. Just as a means of confirmation, she will go. A report that says it is confirmed, you've been healed, you are free from all sickness, you are free from all diseases, you are free from all infirmities, and you are made whole by the stripes that was laid on Jesus even before he ever made it to the cross, for those stripes, by that cat of nine tails, for your healing. You're not going to ever get healed. You've already been healed. Now you just throw your hands up and say, I receive in the name of Jesus, because it was done a long time ago. Jesus went to the cash register and paid for it in full, all sickness, all disease, all infirmity. He bought it. He purchased it for the price. In Jesus' name, I call you healed and made whole. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you for that teaching.
Angelique, would you like to pray for Miss Sophia?
Yes, sister. Papa, Father, I just want to thank you for my sister Sophia, Lord God. And I want to thank you for what you've already done. I'm in agreement with Pastor, Lord God, we all go through horrible things as we growing up. But because we find you, Lord Jesus, you show us the way. You take us by our hands and you lead us. You give us the opportunity, Lord, to take you by the hand. And as my sister made that decision through her own free will, she chose you. She took you by your hand. And now we are going to watch her grow in your love. We're going to watch her grow without any fear. As she joins our line, Father God, we just thank you for the beautiful voice that she doesn't sound like she has fear to me at all, Lord Jesus. She just declares her prayer. She speaks them, and she speaks them boldly. And I know that, Satan, you fear her voice because she has the spirit of my Lord and Savior. So I thank you, Father God, for my sister, and I can't wait to hear her voice again tomorrow. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless. Are you still on the line with us, Miss Maureen?
Yes, I am.
I know Miss Maureen has to go, but Miss Maureen, will you please pray real quick before you leave for Miss Sophia?
I am very pleased to do that. Sophia, in the name of Jesus, I speak that healing to you. And I ask that your spirit, your soul, and your body receive what the pastor has prayed over you, and that you will not look back. Break your mirrors and do not look back at what has happened in the past, but look toward the future, the bright anticipated expectation that you have of the future that God is giving you. And don't look back anymore. Don't nurse it. Don't rehearse it. As Larry Lee used to say, don't nurse it. Don't curse it. Don't rehearse it, but reverse it and let God reverse it.
That's awesome.
So it's just really critical. We know the story. We know the pain. Many of us have had similar things in our lives. But
yes,
once you
yes.
give it to God, do not take it back. You've been set free.
Yes.
Now walk in the freedom that you have received and thank God every day that you are freed and that you now can be an instrument as a wounded healer. You can go and help others to be healed from the same thing. But it's no longer
yes.
yours. It's just part of his story in your life, your history. So receive it
yes.
and be set free. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Maureen. We love you. God bless you. Now, Sophia, I want to tell you something before we get off here. We are, our whole lives, our stories, like Miss Maureen said, is our stories. There's no place for shame in the kingdom of God. God uses everything that happened in your past for his glory. You know, one thing I've realized after interviewing almost 300 ministers across the world, hearing all their life stories, all the visions that God's given all these ministers, is that whatever the enemy come at them to try to destroy them with is their ministry. That's what God turned around and uses the very thing that the enemy brought against them to try to change society and change the world. Okay, for instance, in my life, my accent, you would think, is a negative because it's so southern and so slang.
I love it.
Do you know that my accent has brought me a lot of favor, actually. When I travel, people go crazy over it.
I love it.
Yeah, especially over here in the West, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then the foreigners, they love my accent. So the way that the world tries to put your negatives on you, just trust the Lord with it, because he will turn all those negatives into positives. And he has a story, a very unique story for every one of us. The thing that hurts us in the kingdom is when we try to model our lives and our ministries and our things after other people. That, to me, is the greatest hurt in the kingdom, because God is unique. He has something so unique and different for you. You know, if we would get in the prayer closet and seek his face and say, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? What is my identity here on earth? What type of blueprint do you want me to leave when I leave? What is my legacy? And he will show you, because of your past, because of your story, because of your lineage, that you are this, you know. It may be different than what everybody else is doing, and they may not understand it. But it's because there is a certain niche market of souls that God is wanting you to reach because of your story. See what I mean? So don't
yeah.
be ashamed.
Funny, I don't have the shame anymore. That I've actually talked to women, one woman group, mostly millennials, and told them
yeah.
my story. And most of those women, like, we started to cry, because I had no idea that that many women were molested in our church. Oh, my
Aww.
Gosh. I could not, I mean.
It is sad.
And I explained about abortions and all kinds of things, and they were, tears were coming down their eyes. And I asked
yes.
God, let him use me as a conduit.
Yes.
In my personality, what I've learned
yes.
is not a waste of time, that I could be a spiritual mother.
Yes. Well, I want to pray for you, Sophia, and then we'll get off the broadcast. You know, everything happens for a reason.
I know.
And her being broadcast today expressing this There's probably somebody listening that really, really needed this today. So, you know, that's the thing about these broadcasts. We just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and just go from there. So let's all pray for Miss Sophia. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you chose for her to share this today on the broadcast for some reason, Lord. So we just pray for Holy Ghost deliverance to take place to every person listening to this broadcast right now. Mm. If you are battling with the spirit of fear, if you are battling with self-rejection, self-hatred, rejection from other people, we pray that you be set free today in Jesus' name. Healing to the bride of Christ, healing to people listening to this broadcast today, that you would know your identity in Christ, that you would know that God can turn it all around for his glory, not to give up on your story. Let him finish your story. Let him finish the book. And, Lord, we just pray right now for hope into your people, Lord, restoration to your people. And for Sophia, Lord, we pray restoration in her life, restoration with relationships that have broken, restoration to herself. And I pray right now, all the pieces of her that was stolen, that was given away, that was robbed from her, that was taken from her, be restored to her right now in Jesus' name. All those places in her life that was taken from her, that had been ripped out, I pray right now, supernaturally, come back to her in the spirit. Come back and bring wholeness to her right now in Jesus' name. We decree and declare wholeness in her life, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, restoration in every area, fulfilling of her life, fulfilling of her destiny, fulfilling of her purpose, fulfilling of her calling in Jesus' name. The mighty woman of God that you have destined for her before time began, we call that and speak that over her right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that you give her, just like I prayed for Pastor John, that you give her all the tools and strategies that she needs to accomplish her mission, all the things that she needs, money, buildings, a favor with people, everything. Give it to her, Lord. Let her be successful in everything she does, everything she touches, Lord. Let it be successful. Without limitations of anything holding her back, limitations of what come at her from the past, or limitations from her genealogy or even geographical location, Lord. No limit in your kingdom. We're walking in the kingdom of heaven on earth, and grant it all unto her, Lord, in Jesus' name. So we thank you today that for her a new day is dawning, and greatness is ahead for her. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you and give you glory and lay her down to you today. Lord, I pray for everybody, all these speakers on the broadcast today, Angelique, Maureen, Pastor Vicky, Pastor John, Gloria Bell, and Miss Sophia. Bless all them today, Lord. Let them see the beauty of your holiness today, Lord. Let them just see the cute little things that you offer us on earth today, Lord. Bless them in every way. Bless their finances. Bless their homes. All of the prayers that they sow into other people come back to them a thousandfold. In Jesus' name, amen.
No, and we're not victims, and we're not weak. We're victors in Christ. So anyone had that kind of past that I had, remember, we are victors. We're victorious because our legacy is not what we were born with.
Yes, now let me tell you, tomorrow is the state of Georgia. Our head host tomorrow will be Miss Angelique again. God bless you, Bride. We will see you tomorrow.
Yes.